Oh, the Guardian ad litem. Okay, Chris Dykes, what can I do for you, sir?
Yes. I wanted to ask you about, I understand something happened today where you had some pictures of my daughter.
Well, actually, I had some pictures of my daughter on your wife's Facebook page, and I picked up some other pictures. I did not realize that was your daughter. There's a whole bunch.
I just want to make sure that my kids are safe. I don't understand any of what's going on with any of your kids or anything. But
yeah, can you ask your wife why she has pictures of my daughter? Because I would like to know that.
I'm not getting involved with that, hon. I'm just calling you to ask you, is there something that I need to be concerned about?
No. I am not.
Okay.
I don't. No, wait. I
don't want to get involved in any of this.
Well, wait a minute. You. But you already. But you called me, sir. You called me,
right.
Sir.
Yes.
So can I say something in jest? And I realized what happened once I realized she started screaming, and that was her daughter. I did not know that was her daughter. I was taking pictures they were screenshots, web shots off of Jill Dykes' Facebook page. And they were pictures of my daughter that I was concerned about because she has pictures of my daughter. So when I realized, well, when Jill started screaming that was her daughter, I guess the only thing I can say is, I can imagine how hysterical she was because I'm hysterical because of my daughter. Do you understand that?
Sure, yeah, because I'm hysterical about what's going on today, and that's why I'm calling to talk to you about it. I don't know what's going on in any of your cases. I don't get involved with that because I don't have the right to, and I don't care to know about it. No offense.
Oh, not a problem.
When I have a phone call from somebody saying what happened at the courthouse today and it involves my children, then I get involved with it.
Right.
So I just thought that I would do the...
Okay. Well,
don't think and call you and address the issue myself and just say, please, I understand it was a mistake, but please don't involve my children or me in anything that goes on with the court system or
my
wife.
Right, and I understand that. And can you appreciate me as a mother in the same exact position that you as a parent
is
in?
I understand why you were looking on there, and now that you know that that's my kid and you aren't going to... You know, you don't have a problem with me or my family, my kids.
No.
You have a problem with my wife. That's,
well, actually, I really don't have a problem with your wife. I have a problem with the fact that with my daughter. See, so it goes back to that.
I don't know anything about your case. I'm sorry.
Right.
Or what's going on. All I got is a call from a friend of us. That I know because my wife's been doing this for so long and told me what happened at the courthouse today.
Okay, so apparently you know a little bit of what's going on, and as a parent to a parent, I just ask that you understand that it goes both ways and that I am just as upset as you would be, and just as upset as any mother or any father would be because she has images of my daughter. So,
That's fine, and I understand that, and I just want to make sure that there's nothing I need to be concerned about, you know, with my kids and anything against me or my kids.
Oh, heavens no. And how did you say, how did you found out about it? You said somebody else called you?
Yes.
Who might that have been? Or
that's kind of irrelevant. It's somebody in the courthouse just called and said that my wife is upset and just kind of filled me a little bit on what was going on out in the hallway.
Right. And how did you get a hold of my phone number?
I Googled it.
You Googled it? Google's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
So, anyway, thank you for your time, and I'm glad that I don't have anything to worry about. Why would you?
I'm not a criminal. I haven't done anything wrong.
I don't know. I hope you weren't.
I'm not a criminal. I'm not a criminal. Your wife is
fantastic.
Your wife is protecting a criminal who's hurting my child. That's why I'm so upset.
I understand that, and that's like I said. I don't get involved in anything that goes on with her and her work.
Right. Right. Well, you might let her know that when you put children on websites like that, that's not a good idea to
do. Like I said, I'm not going to get involved with that. I'm just calling you as a parent to parent.
Okay.
Just say that it upset me today, and I just wanted to make sure that there's nothing I need to be concerned about. I don't want to go through the whole court process and getting involved with, stalking or anything.
going on. Those are images that your wife put up on the internet. I had nothing to do with that. All I did was take screenshots of it and pictures of it, and my daughter on your wife's page.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I'm just wanting to make sure that I don't have any safety concerns about my daughter and that you have something against
kids. Why would you have safety concerns? I mean, we tried to put the Facebook stuff in. This is stuff that I tried to get into the court. This was stuff that nobody wanted to see, and your wife happened to see over my shoulder in the hallway that one of the images happened to be your child.
Okay. All I was given is your name and that you had pictures of my daughter. That's
mm-hmm.
all I was
mm-hmm.
given.
Okay. So, all right. So
I don't know anything more than that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you know, that's fine. I understand too, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Okay. You too. Bye.